Lord, give us this day, this wonderful gospel, the gospel of the transfiguration, when he took his disciples, he went to this mountain, and he transformed himself in this radiant light. My sisters and brothers, one of the beautiful celebrations as a priest, I like to do it, is the Holy Saturday, the day before the resurrection. And perhaps you know when you come here for this celebration, this Mass, the Holy Saturday, this Vigil Mass, that we enter in darkness. Everything is dark. Everything is dark in church. That sometimes it's not easy just to know who is in front of you in your sight. And I go back 2 years ago, a year ago, and this side, the church, it was a kid. As we were doing the Eucharist and in the silence, this kid started to tell his mom, "Mom, why is it so dark?" And then we continue, "Mom, why is it so dark? Why is it so dark?" And the mom said, "Shh, and again, the kid, more hysterical, "Mom, why is it so dark? Why is it so dark?" And the mom said, "Shh, I am here. Suddenly, when people start to light the candles that we hold in our hands this day, and everything starts to be clear, this kid was in silence. He didn't scream anymore to his mom why it was so dark. He was comfortable and he was happy that everything was clear, that he can see who was in front of him, that he can see who was the man who was doing the readings here, because this day, as you know, we have a flashlight to do the readings, and this kid was able to see everything after we light the candles. My sisters and brothers, how many times we can feel like this kid in darkness, with afraidness? How many times we can feel like this kid, we don't know. This kid, he didn't understand what was happening in church at the time. He was asking his mom, "Mom, what is this?" The same many times we can ask ourselves or to God, "God, what's happening with this in my life? My finances didn't go well at this time. What's happening with that, God? With my marriage life, what's happening with me, God?" And perhaps we can ask all these questions to ourselves and to God. But my sisters and brothers, Jesus said to you and I, "Do not be afraid. I am with you always. Do not be afraid. I will never leave you alone. Do not be afraid. You are always in my side." Like this man who said to his kid, "Shh, don't talk too much. I am here. How many times, perhaps today, as we come to worship and praise the Lord, how many times we feel like this kid with all these inconveniences and challenges we face in this passing world? And perhaps we want an answer from God. But my sisters and brothers, the reality for you and I is that sometimes in a journey to heaven, we must experience all these tribulations, all these pains, and all these sorrows, that we don't know where are we going.